Are you ready for 60 bone-crunching minutes of inside info and expert analysis? It's the fantasy football coverage real handicappers crave. Packed with stats without going into sudden death overtime. So get off the sideline and get into the game. There's no stopping the Power Hour.
Welcome to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. Joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Ackenden. How you doing, Rick?
Doing great. Having a great time.
And the freak, Joe Franklin. How's it going?
It's going good.
Right, Rick, your Tar Heels are off to a very easy 2-0 start in basketball. Any thoughts, concerns about the opening couple of games?
It's hard to tell against that competition, but they've got a really, really tough pre-conference schedule. We got a ton of good teams coming. It starts this week. You know, they got a couple of tough ones coming up.
So. Maybe the skinniest team in the nation. You guys got a lot of like 6'9", 6'10". Young guys.
Going to block a lot of shots. That much.
Very athletic.
Yeah. We'll see if we can shoot the ball. That's going to be the big problem, I think. Can Carolina shoot it?
And then the Steelers. You've got another big game. You know, a crucial AFC North battle versus the Bengals. This could be a bad game if the Steelers lose.
Yeah, it could be. This is a part of the schedule that reminds me a lot of last year. So I'm excited about it. Seems like every week they play in a big game. No layoffs, no cupcakes. So this is where you go out there and earn it.
Right, they need it because the Bengals, their next three opponents are the Raiders, Browns, and Lions. So you got to keep up in the AFC North. It wasn't expected to be a division that would have 12 and 13 win teams, but it looks like we're on pace to have something like that. A little surprising.
You know what? Last time the Bengals won the division, the Steelers won a Super Bowl. So maybe we'll have a repeat of that also.
There you go.
Hey, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers got on the board. They're in the win column. Josh Freeman looked a little better than I expected, so I guess I'm a little happy. You know, happy there. I'll take it.
He looked really good. He's a guy that you go out and pick up on the waiver wire.
Looked pretty solid to me, too.
Three touchdown passes. Also, 200 yards, three touchdowns. I'll take it. Today's guest is Virginia Commonwealth's assistant men's basketball coach, Will Way. He's a friend of mine and an up-and-coming coach in the basketball ranks. We'll talk all the pro fantasy football you need to know. College fantasy football at playoff time. We'll talk a little bit about the Fantasy College Football Invitational. And the Bay Bracket, we're in round two of the Actors Region. Got some big key matchups, Megan Fox, Angelina Jolie. You don't want to miss that. As far as free picks, we'll break down the Pats-Colts game and, of course, my lock of the week. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. First up, pro fantasy football. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Sick and tired of your dry, cracked feet? Tried everything you can find to heal them? Try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy with tea tree oil. It works. Tea tree oil has antiseptic, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory properties. It's powerful. And OmniBalm has 13%. That's more than twice as much as the other foot creams. OmniBalm's non-greasy and has effective moisturizers that really penetrate into rough, thick skin. Your feet will feel softer and more comfortable after using it for just a few days. OmniBalm's great for anyone who wants healthier feet, and it's especially helpful for diabetics who have to take extra care of their feet. Friends and family of the pharmacist who developed OmniBalm have been using it for almost 20 years, and now it's available to the rest of us. If nothing else has worked on your feet, try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. To order, call 888-99-OMNIBALM or visit OmniBalm.com. That's 888-99-OMNIBALM or OMNIBALM.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com. Now it's time to talk a little pro fantasy football. Let's go ahead and dive right in here. Rick, I've got a problem with my lineup. I can't decide who to start. Should I start DeSean Jackson, or should I start Calvin Johnson? He's back.
You know, at this point, I think you probably look at that one in terms of which one's playing on the better team. And I'd go DeSean Jackson. I know people have gone back and forth. He's been one of these 30-point guy 1 week, 2 points the next. But I think you got to play him every week to get those 30 when they do happen. So DeSean Jackson would be my call there.
Right. And he's at San Diego. I'm a little nervous about that matchup. I'm not sure what's going to happen there with San Diego. With the Eagles, they either, you know, they hit a lot of big plays and look explosive. But if you take away the big play, they have a little trouble sustaining offense. They're kind of an all-or-nothing offense. So
traditionally, too, San Diego gives up a lot of points to the tight end. Yeah, you know, they can stop receivers, but they give it up in the middle. Right. And Brent Celek looks like a great play this week there.
Right. Brent Celek is kind of a name you should keep an eye on if he's available on your waiver wire. Another guy that got off to a red hot start was Kyle Orton. You know, the Broncos were 6-0, and Kyle Orton was playing fantastic. Last couple weeks, not so much. Kyle Orton this week, they're at the Redskins. Is he a guy you're still confident in starting, or are you going to let him sit?
If you got a better option, you probably want to take it. The Redskins' defense is pretty solid. You know, that's not the problem there. Their defense can score some points, can almost outscore their offense at this point. So, you know, I think I would try to find something better than that.
Yeah, Kyle Orton has faced a couple of tough defenses the last couple of weeks. And as Rick mentioned, he's going to face another one this week. So if you do have a better option, play him. But I wouldn't just totally push him aside. I think he's still going to be pretty good throughout the season.
Well, in one league, I'm stuck with him. He's all I got.
Really?
Because it's an auction league where you can only make 15 waiver wire pickups throughout the season. I'm at 14. I've only got one move left for the rest of the season. So I'm keeping that one move in my back pocket. And I'm going to have to go with Kyle Orton the rest of the way. Now, Joe, is it finally time to give up on LT? Maybe, do you still have any faith, or should we just give up?
Actually, I do still have faith in LT. LT is a guy that you know, he's good in the receiving game. They're going to feed him the rock, you know, run the ball. Darren Sproles is being used a lot more lately, so that's taken away from some of his carries. But LT is still a viable option out there, so stick with him for the next couple of weeks if he doesn't do anything then. And there are so few running backs out there that you can fall back on right now, so you have to keep a guy that has potential.
Right.
I've got him in a league that – he's moved from my number one back to my number two back to the flex spot, but he's still playing every week. So, you know, I can't quite give up on him completely, but I have, like, it bothers him that I've moved him down my lineup somehow.
And you were offering me trades before the season for LT. Oh, I should have given you LT for about anybody. Yeah. Oh, LT does not have a 100-yard game yet this season. Eagles run D's not too bad, so we'll see how it goes. Now, who's some guys in the start sit? Who's some guys that you're thinking about starting first off?
Start sits, the guy that's going to have a huge game this week is Chris Johnson. And if you got Chris Johnson, you start him every week anyway, but be ready this week. He is going to pound it. You can see 200 yards, 2-3 touchdowns. I mean, he will punish the Bills this week. Brent Celek, we mentioned, that's another one that's definitely you want to play him. Anybody that plays for the Vikings, their defensive tackles will probably score. So, I mean, play him this week.
Or the Saints. You know, if you got the Saints ball boy, play him. Just put him in there. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
And you mentioned Chris Johnson there. I'm going to stick with running backs. I'm going to take Ray Rice. He's playing the Browns on Monday Night Football. You know the Ravens are going to show up for a big-time game. Big-time win for them is going to be expected. And Ray Rice is a guy who's he's making his way. He's right there in the top five in running backs right now.
And continuing with that theme, I think Joe Flacco bounces back, too. He hasn't been very good the last couple of weeks. I think the Ravens' offense gets back on track this week.
Where do you think next year's draft, where does Ray Rice come in? Is he a number 2-3 running back drafted?
Well, I would rather have Ray Rice than Matt Forte. Yeah. I'd rather have him than LT. I'd rather have him than like a Brian Westbrook, Clinton Portis, Steve Slayton. So
he's in the top five.
He's bumped his way up to that top, you know, at least top seven or eight. You know, he's up in there. Another guy that's keeping that theme. What about Cedric Benson? Where does he rank? If the season ended last week and we were going to rank for next season, where is Cedric Benson in that discussion?
He's a first round pick, obviously, but I know if it was me right now, I'd probably try to find something different. I don't know why. I just don't feel completely comfortable with him, even though is he leading the league in rushing? If not, he's right there at it. So.
Well, Chris Johnson's leading the league in rushing yards, but Benson's probably got, you know, he's right up there in yards and touchdowns. Yeah. Anyway, some other guys that I'm looking at starting, Kurt Warner at home against the Seahawks. I like that matchup. And I think Pierre Thomas is a guy that last week Mike Bell only got 5 carries. Pierre Thomas got the bulk of the workload. I'm expecting Pierre Thomas to get 15, 20 points for me this week against the Rams. I already mentioned Joe Flacco. Now let's move to guys you're thinking about sitting.
We just mentioned Cedric Benson, you know, going up against the Steelers. This is a good week to sit him. I mean, it's since Polamalu's been back, it's like a different defense, especially fantasy-wise. In the 4 weeks he missed, they gave up an average of – or they scored their defense. The defense scored 3.5 fantasy points each week. Since he's been back, 15.25 points per week. I mean, it's a huge difference. It's a huge player, you know, on the defensive side of the ball making that big a difference.
Right.
And I'll give you some quarterbacks going up against tough defenses this week. Matt Ryan is playing the Carolina Panthers. David Garrard, the New York Jets. And Vince Young, he's played so-so lately, but he's going against the Buffalo Bills, and they have a top-rated defense. So stay away from those three guys.
Right, I definitely another guy I'm looking at sitting. Came with your Jaguars, I wouldn't want to play David Garrard either. And another guy that because of that I'm not going to play, Mike Sims Walker. Darrell Revis is one of the top corners in the NFL for the New York Jets. Mike Sims Walker's a guy for the Jaguars. Big week last week, but that doesn't mean I'm playing him this week.
You know, Marion Barber, that's a guy I would sit this week. Yeah. The Green Bay defense can stop with the run, and he's splitting carries. Obviously, you know, it's a little bit odd out there. What's happening with him?
Right. They've kind of killed the value between the three of them, yeah. Choice, Jones, especially since Jones is starting to get back in the mix, I believe.
Yeah, it looks like it.
So there's three of them all in there messing everything up. So some guys to pick up, a guy I'm looking at to pick up is Liddell Betts just because he's probably going to get most of the workload for the Redskins while we figure out what Portis has got going on with the concussion.
I like Jamal Charles in Kansas City. You know, now that LJ's finally gone, they've worked that whole situation out. You know, there were signs of life there anyway. 5.2 yards per carry so far this year. It's
right.
A guy that looks like he may be the real deal and could be a good option. And great fantasy matchups in the playoffs. I mean, they're looking good. He'll get some good matchups there with the Bills, the Browns. Good stuff in him.
Darren McFadden is a guy that may have dropped off many radars out there. If you can still go out there and pick him up, he's coming back against the Chiefs this week. They give up a ton of rushing yards. And also, he's going to be splitting some carries with Justin Fargas. Mm-hmm. So he's another option there.
Right. And another guy that we're talking about the Chiefs game a little bit, Chris Chambers. In his first game with the Chiefs, 70 yards and 2 touchdowns. And you have to figure, he got most of that there at the end when the Chiefs were chunking the ball trying to catch up. But you have to figure over the next few weeks as he gets more familiar with that offense and Matt Castle that he might emerge as a starting wide receiver for the Chiefs and a guy that can come in and if you really need a wide receiver, give you 7 to 10 points and be a guy that can fill in from time to time.
I think he's still a good player, just not enough balls to go around in San Diego. They have so many receivers. They have Gates at tight end, LT coming out of the backfield, Sproles. Not enough balls to go around, so he can be a viable option in Kansas City.
Right, because this is a guy that's been to a Pro Bowl. You know, this is a pretty solid receiver. He just Vincent Jackson's emerged. Speaking of Vincent Jackson, I think in a real football sense, he's starting to become not just a good fantasy stud, but he started to become a big-time wide receiver, period. So I would say Vincent Jackson's a real wide receiver and should be talked about in the top five when we talk about the best receivers in the NFL. Now a position we don't talk about that much is tight end. But Chris Cooley's injured. Owen Daniels is injured. If you're going to go out and pick up a tight end, maybe you've got those guys and you need a tight end badly. Who are some guys that you're going to be looking at that you want to pick up?
Brent Celek again, but
right.
Man, I think the cat's out of the bag
right.
there. I think everybody
right.
he
think
should be gone
should
in
be
every
gone
league.
In most leagues, right.
Yeah.
Kellen Winslow is a guy that, you know, he may not be the first to come to mind, but he's a guy to go out there and pick up, especially with Josh Freeman in the mix and playing better these days.
Right, he was a guy I'd gotten pretty close to writing off before the season started. I'm looking at Zach Miller, the Raiders. Those receivers are terrible in Oakland. So Zach Miller seems to be the guy that catches the most balls. John Carlson for the Seahawks is a pretty solid option. And maybe, you know, some of the backups for the guys that got hurt, like Chris Cooley's backup, Fred Davis, maybe, you know, they're still probably going to use the tight end a little bit. So those are some guys at tight end position you might go out and take a look at. Now, Rick, you have a sleeper of the week, so you might want to mention that, what you got going on.
Yeah, we already kind of mentioned him. Jamal Charles is my guy this week. Just, you know, go on the website and check it out. I've got more details there. But this is a guy you probably want to pick up. If he's available in your league, grab him up because there's good things in front of that one. Good matchups coming down the line.
Right. Your column, you go through and talk about all the big games each week. You broke down the big games, and you talk about all the guys that have good matchups, all the guys that have bad matchups. You give a sleeper of the week. It's all everything you can find at sportsoverload.com. Check out Rick's weekly fantasy column. It comes out every Wednesday. So we're up against the break, but we'll have some college fantasy football when we get to the next segment. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk a little college fantasy football coming up next.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? The HomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for the Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. The HomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's the HomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, the HomeImprovementNet.com.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your LeafGuard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the LeafGuard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for LeafGuard.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by sportsoverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now it's time to talk a little college fantasy football. Now, if you're in your college league, it's, you know, around week 10, so that's when the playoffs are starting, so it's when it counts right now. And some big matchups are coming on. I've been riding Case Keenum. I lucked out and had the number one pick in the draft, and that's the guy I've been riding. But the guy I've been picking up, and Rick will talk a little bit more about him, running back out of UTEP, Donald Buckram. That's the guy I've picked up, and that's the guy I've been riding.
Yeah, and it's a good week to ride him even further. I mean, he's going up against SMU, and that'll be a high-scoring shootout game. You know, I like several players in that game. I think he'll have a big game, and I think Emmanuel Sanders will have a big game for SMU as a wide receiver. That'd be a good pickup if probably gone in your league, but if he's out there, that's a good pickup too.
Right. And the thing is with college fantasy football, at this point in the year, a lot of times before the season, you don't really take it into account when you're drafting. But you draft a guy from Florida or Ohio State or USC, and they're playing against real teams every week. But if you've got a guy for UTEP or Houston or UCF that's a stud, they're in Conference USA play. They got a guy in the Sun Belt. They're playing cupcakes, putting up 35 points at this point in the year. And so I just think, you know, that's one thing that I've been riding is I've been playing a lot of small school guys. The only big school guys, well, relatively big, is the Big East, whatever. But I've been riding the wide receiver duo of Marty Gilliard and Armin Benz. The only problem there is they have a bye week in week 12.
Yeah.
That's like the semifinals of your playoff run. They're off on a bye week, you know. And so that could be tough for me. Joe, at my tight end is DJ Williams. He's teased me all year long. He finally had a big week last week. Do you think they've Mallett and DJ Williams have got something going, or was it just a flash?
I think they finally have something going. They realize how valuable he is. He almost set an Arkansas Razorback single-season record for receptions last season. And this year, with a legitimate quarterback in the mix, Ryan Mallett, he's a guy that likes to stretch the field, and he doesn't really look, you know, to dump it off short. But now that they've gotten further into their season, he's grown as a quarterback. He's matured. He's starting to look for the tight end, backs coming out of the backfield. And I think DJ Williams has a connection with him now, so he's a great option.
Right, because South Carolina decided to play two deep safeties and forced Mallett to throw underneath a little bit more than he likes to because he loves to go down the field. Speaking of Ryan Mallett, he's probably a guy that will come into next season as a top five or top 10 quarterback.
Oh, he will, and also a Heisman candidate.
Could
you know, with the numbers he's putting up this year, if he continues to grow, and he has throughout this season, He'll come in. ESPN loves him.
They do.
And
Normally Arkansas they don't talk positive about. Normally it's but they love our offense.
Right. The experts out offense. There, they love him. So he'll come in highly rated next year.
And unless he's in the NFL, which
he
won't be that highly
sophomore.
Rated. It's a possibility.
It is. I mean, a lot of the top quarterback prospects have been a little disappointing. So,
and he's the guy they're looking for, 6'7", tall guy with a big arm.
Yeah.
That can't run. They don't care if you can't run.
He's one of the few pocket quarterbacks still out there, so it'll be interesting to see. As far as some guys to start this week, a deep sleeper, but I'm playing him in the expert league this week, is LeGregory Sapp, a wide receiver, Louisiana Monroe. Put up 30 points last week. This week, they're at home against 0-9. Western Kentucky, who just fired their head coach. I'm expecting a monster day from Sapp. He's a 6'3", 205-pound wide receiver, a nice hidden gem at Louisiana Monroe. Another guy is quarterback Tim Hiller of Western Michigan. They're playing against Eastern Michigan, who is absolutely terrible as well. So I'm expecting Tim Hiller to put up big numbers. And then another quarterback that's going to put up big numbers is Ricky Dobbs at Navy. They're at home against 1AA Delaware. So I think that's going to be just slaughtered. And we already mentioned Donald Buckram. So against SMU, Greg, who do you got?
I like Joe Webb at UAB. They're facing Memphis. Memphis giving up big numbers all season to anybody that plays against him, and
just
he's the guy in
coach.
Line. And he had like six TDs last week. You know, he had a huge week last week. It looks like it's just building up and going. Another guy, mentioned this one 6 weeks ago. He's had a touchdown every week since then. Doran Dickerson, the tight end at Pittsburgh. This is a guy that, if he's still out there floating around in your league, grab him up. If you're in the playoffs, he could help you out a lot.
A guy to get off the waiver wire, your guy, LeGarrette Blount. He's back. He's reinstated. You know,
back.
Everybody knows about the issues that he had, but he's a great player, and I know he's going to come back and play with a chip on his shoulder.
How amazing is it that he's eligible to play and Dez Bryant's not?
That's crazy.
It's awful. Just awful.
It really is. A couple of teams I want to mention that have a bye this week. It's important to your fantasy football team. Colorado State, Connecticut, and Kent State. So not a huge bye week out there, but those are three teams you need to pay attention to if you have players on any of those.
Right, and that's our college fantasy segment. We're up against the break. Quickly, a couple guys to sit. Jimmy Clausen at Pitt, Todd Reesing versus Nebraska. Those are a couple guys to sit. We're up against the break. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by Sports Overload. Coming up, our interview with Will Wade is next. Don't go anywhere.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? The HomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for the Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. The HomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's the HomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, the HomeImprovementNet.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com. Got a great show going so far today. We're on the line right now. We've got Will Wade, assistant men's basketball coach at Virginia Commonwealth. How you doing, Will?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Yeah, now you're Virginia Commonwealth, but you were at Harvard before. You know, and we talked before about how tough it is to recruit at Harvard with all the recruiting, the academic requirements that Harvard has, and you know that must make it a little tougher on recruiting. So now the handcuffs are off, and you're at Virginia Commonwealth. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, no, they're off, but we still want to attract, you know, high-quality student-athletes here at VCU. You know, the main difference between a Harvard and a VCU is, you know, Harvard, you got to go all over the country to find kids. You know, here at VCU, obviously, we're going to look all over the country and exhaust all our resources, but, you know, we've got a pretty good base here in Virginia, and the state of North Carolina has been really, really good to us. In recruiting, and you know, obviously we're about 2 hours from the Washington D.C. area, so we've got a really nice recruiting base pretty close by, with a lot of you know, good student athletes who can get into school here and you know, help us to continue to compete and win at a high level. So you know, that's the main difference, is just being able to you know, not have to travel as far all the time necessarily to get the players. So that's been nice.
Right. Well, I'm expecting big things, because you were able to pull in, what, a top 25 class, according to ESPN.com, while you were at Harvard. So I'm expecting, you know, you did big things at VCU with more open recruiting, and you can get more local Virginia's fertile recruiting grounds and all of those kinds of things. One thing I will say is you guys lost Eric Maynard, and everybody talks about, oh, you know, now it's after the post-Eric Maynard, and Anthony Grant moves on. But you still got Larry Sanders. Talk about how good of a player he can be.
He's, you know... He's got all the potential in the world. He's, you know, certainly helps. Obviously, we lose Eric Maynard, and you can't, you know, you can't replace him with just one guy, because he meant so much to this team. But, you know, Larry's got a chance to be, you know, to be very, very good. He's got all the things you can't teach, and he hadn't been playing basketball for about 5 years. So his learning curve is just tremendously steep. He keeps getting better and better every day. You know, and like I mentioned earlier, he's 6'10 with about a 7'6.5 wingspan, almost a 7'7 wingspan. So you certainly can't teach that,
right.
And that helps. And that's kind of how he made his mark last year, was on the defensive end, blocking shots, you know, and grabbing rebounds. So you know, we're hopeful he's going to be able to continue that, and we're going to continue getting him better on the offensive end of the floor as well. But he really wants to be good, and really wants to learn, and had a great summer, and you know, is putting on weight. So we expect big things. He's going to be a big piece to what we to what we do this year.
Right, and the NBA scouts are certainly starting to take notice as well. A couple sources have him ranked 12th, 15th overall in terms of this class. So the NBA scouts started to take notice as well, and it could be back-to-back years. You guys have a first-round NBA draft pick, so that certainly shows what kind of talent you guys have had over the years. About this season, with Shaka Smart coming in and you guys, what kind of style are you guys going to have? Is it still going to be pressing up tempo, or are you going to change things up a little bit? What should we expect this season?
It'll be, you know, it'll be very up tempo. I don't like using that word. We like using the word havoc. We want to create havoc all over the court. We're going to be flying around defensively. We'll be in full court pressure for 40 minutes just about. And we're going to play very, very fast offensively, get the ball, push the ball up the wings. You know, get early offense and then flow in the secondary and, you know, really try to score in the first, you know, 12 seconds of the shot clock. And, you know, defensively, you know, Coach Smart and I both worked together at Clemson, where we learned, you know, a lot of full court pressure stuff from Coach Purnell. And,
right.
You know, out in your neck of the woods, it'd be similar to what Nolan Richardson maybe did when he was at Arkansas.
Right, 40 minutes of hell.
And you know, what Mike Anderson's doing right now at Missouri. So we're going to really look to pressure you all over the court and make you make quick decisions with the ball. So we're hoping to, you know, that's what we're hoping to play. And our guys have bought into it so far. And we're trying to get in shape where we can execute it.
Right.
So, yeah, we're excited about that. We think our style of play will be very exciting.
Well, I think it's a great style of play all around, because the fans like to watch it. It's fun to watch. The kids like to play that style. So I think it's good all around, especially if you can execute it at a high level, like I'm assuming you guys are going to do. One thing I looked at your schedule a little bit, and you've got Oklahoma coming to town, or former VCU head coach Jeff Capel. And that's a big game, with Oklahoma coming to VCU. That's a game that I would look at as a, you know, big game on your schedule for, you know, be able to have that kind of big-time program come to Richmond.
Yeah, it's great. It's great for our fans. Our fans are, you know, very loyal. We sell out the arena just about every game here. There's no pro sports in Richmond, so this is a big deal. But yeah, Oklahoma coming back is great. And you know, one thing that VCU does when their coaches leave, if they put it in their contract, they have to play a home and home series. So we're fortunate to have Oklahoma coming back this year, and then we'll be starting a home and home series with Alabama the following year. So yeah, it gives us some great home venues and home games in doing that. So yeah, we're really excited. Our fans are already excited. The game will be sold out, and obviously we're hoping for a good TV audience. So we're fired up about it. A great chance for us to showcase VCU and our program and hopefully our style of play. Hopefully we'll be wreaking havoc by then, but we'll see.
It's also nice to know that Blake Griffin won't be on this Oklahoma team as well.
Yeah, no question about that. No question about that. But they still got some very, very talented guys. So it'll be a huge challenge for us.
Right. Willie Warren's still not bad. So it's not like it's going to be an easy game by any stretch.
No question.
But, you know, it's a game you need because, you know, one thing I want to get into next about the CAA, Colonial Athletic Association. You guys, you know, you need a good non-conference resume if you want to get an at-large bid. And the CAA, despite doing well in the tournament, hasn't gotten enough attention, in my opinion, as far as teams that should get at-large consideration for the NCAA tournament. That's a win that could go a big way, you know, be a big part of you guys getting an at-large bid if you don't happen to win your conference. Why do you think the CAA hasn't gotten enough credit as far as getting more at-large bids into the NCAA tournament?
I'm really not sure because it is a tough, tough league. And I think we've gotten two teams in maybe twice in the last 5 or 6 years. I'm not sure about that for sure. I know the year George Mason went to the Final Four, we had two in.
Right.
And I think we might have even gotten – I think we've gotten two in a couple times. But, you know, top to bottom, it's very, very difficult. I think one thing, there's a lot of parity in the league. And so I think that's one thing that makes it tough is you can't really run off. We play 18 conference games, so it's really tough to run off a 16-2, 15-3 type conference schedule or type record in the conference portion of the schedule. So, you know, you're looking at, you know, 13-5, 14-4, you know, 14-4, I think, won the league last year. And so, you know, there's just some parity that people say might turn up as a bad loss or whatnot, even though it's not. But I think that's made it tough is that the bottom of the league has gotten a lot better. On any night, anybody can beat anybody else. And so I think that's made it, I think that's made it very tough. But we've gone out and aggressively scheduled in the non-conference. We're playing not only Oklahoma, we play a very good Rhode Island team, East Carolina team. We go on the road to Tulane from Conference USA, who's good, you know. We play East Carolina from Conference USA. So we've gone out and scheduled a good, you know, a good non-conference schedule in hopes that, obviously if we can beat those guys, we have Nevada coming to our place and some teams like that, then that'll give us a good enough resume on Selection Sunday if something doesn't work out in the conference tournament. But I know a lot of teams in our league are playing really tough out of league schedules and, hopefully all of us will be able to win a few of these games and bolster our conference RPI. So,
right. Got to have that strong strength of schedule, strong RPI to get that resume going for the NCAA tournament. Speaking of the RPI, on a side note, go ahead, sorry.
As most importantly, you got to win them.
Right.
You can play them, but you got to win them. So we're all hopeful that that everybody in the league can pick up a few wins in the non-conference.
Right. You know, on a side note about the RPI, it's a nice tool, but how accurate do you think the RPI is? And if you could change it, is that a rating system, you know, you would use, or would you tweak it a little bit?
Well, I think it's fairly accurate. I like the way it gives you points for extra points for winning on the road, because that is difficult. I think the stat is like 70% of home teams win their games, something about that, something like that. I like that they give it to you, they give you the extra points for picking up a road win. You know, I think, or at least from what I understand, the RPI is a little bit overrated when the NCAA selection committee sits down. They obviously use it as a tool, but I don't think it's used nearly as much by them as it is with everybody in you know, picking their brackets beforehand and bracketology and things like that. So, you know, I think it serves as it serves its purpose. It's a good tool to use. By no means is it the, you know, be-all, end-all, because it doesn't take into account, you know, what you see or what I see or what different people see. It's just all stats and numbers. But, you know, it's a good tool. It's a good tool to be used, and for better or worse, it's being used, and I don't see it going away anytime soon. So we better get used to it and schedule accordingly. It does reward you if you win your games. I mean, if you win your games and play a tough schedule, it'll reward you. So.
All right, well, sounds great. We're coming up here against the break. We've had Will Wade from Virginia Commonwealth, assistant men's basketball coach, on today to talk a little VCU hoops and the CAA. I'm expecting big things from this season. Don't let me down, Coach Wade.
We'll do it. I appreciate you guys having me on, and we'll certainly be in touch.
All right, sounds good, Coach Wade. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football. We'll be right back from the break. We'll get back to our regular fantasy football talk. This is Coach Wade from Virginia Commonwealth on the line. Special guest. Be right back.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadb.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by sportsoverload.com. Have you guys heard about Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing? Well, listen up, because Miracle Glaze is a choice for car dealers and professionals in the detail industry. Now, the big problem with most tire dressings is they sling off your tires and back onto your paint job. It's a mess, and nobody wants that. Miracle Glaze introduces new technology that never stains and never slings. It bonds to your tire surfaces within minutes, no wiping necessary. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff today with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Check out MiracleGlaze.com for more information today.
Our buddies over at Miracle Glaze, definitely check out the sling test at MiracleGlaze.com. Now, it's time for the Bay Bracket. We got some heavyweight matchups today.
It's getting to the nitty-gritty.
It's getting down to it.
It is?
Number one seed Scarlett Johansson taking on number 8-seeded Jessica Biel. Let's start with you, Joe.
This was the toughest matchup for me. I like both of these ladies a lot. But I'm going to go with the number one overall seed, Scarlett Johansson, here.
All right, I went back and looked at, like, what dude these girls have been associated with.
There you go.
Who have they dated? Because, you know, like when you were in high school, you'd, like, see some guy dating a girl, and you're like, well, if she'd date him, then she must be pretty good. So that's what I went with this time. Scarlett Johansson, she's married to Ryan Roberts. seems like a pretty cool guy to me. I don't know why I like him. So I'm going with him over Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake just seems like a poser to me. I never did get that. So
now, you know, the common denominator with both these ladies is Derek Jeter of the New York Yankees. Dated both of them.
Lucky guy.
Yes, he is.
He dated everybody, though, hasn't he? I mean, and a lot of guys. A lot of girls in his past, I think.
Yeah, he's a lucky guy.
Life could be worse. I'm going to go with Scarlett Johansson here. All right. Now, here's the one that I had the most trouble with. Number 4, Jessica Alba. Number 5, Eva Longoria. Let's start with you, Rick.
This was pretty easy. And Jessica Alba's married to some producer guy that I've never heard of. Probably rich, but I don't know who he is. Eva Longoria is married to Tony Parker, basketball player, star basketball player from France, all that cool stuff. You got to go with her.
There you go. And you're right, Rick. It's really easy, but I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going with Jessica Alba. Very easy for me.
Jessica Alba is not a bad choice, and I think I'm going to have to agree here. Eva Longoria, you know, good choice. Seems like she'd be cool, you know, the Heineken commercial and all that. And but I have to stick with Jessica Alba. She just seems like the right way to go. Now, 11-seeded Gabrielle Union versus number 3-seed Blake Lively.
This is where the upsets start.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to have to go with number 11, Gabrielle Union, over Blake Lively. Don't know much about Blake, but I follow Gabrielle's career. She's been in some good movies, and I don't know if her acting skills are necessarily up to par, but she's a beautiful lady, and I'll go with her here.
Okay. We got Gabrielle Union apparently has been dating Dwayne Wade, which
really?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
man,
that is
Dwayne
cool.
Wade, that's pretty cool. And then you got Blake Lively has been dating some guy named Penn Baggedly. Do y'all know who that is?
No idea.
No idea.
He's famous, apparently. But not famous enough for us
not
to know.
Not famous
him.
Enough. I'm going to have to go with D. Wade.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm going D. Wade in this one. So I'm going with Gabrielle Union.
Looks like Gabrielle Union is this like the bracket buster in our Bay bracket. She beat Allie Larder in the first round, and she's got both of y'all's vote, so it's already locked up. I'm going to go with Blake Lively. It doesn't matter.
That's your girl.
I like Blake Lively. I like Gabrielle Union, too. It's a close one. I mean, I was on board with Gabrielle Union over Allie Larder in the first round, but it stops here. I'm taking Blake Lively, though it doesn't matter. Now, the heavyweight matchup, our other bracket buster, Angelina Jolie against Megan Fox. Let's start with you, Rick.
All right, so Angelina Jolie, that's going to be Brad Pitt, obviously. You know, I don't know why I don't like him.
I'm not a big fan either.
I don't know
his
either.
Movies
I don't know
suck.
What the thing is.
He's a great actor. He's a versatile actor.
Is he? I don't know.
He doesn't get enough credit.
Is he versatile? Does that make you happy? I'm glad.
The one where he aged backwards. You know what was that one?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's
the
versatile.
Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
He plays.
Oh, that was horrible.
He plays so many different roles, and you know his range is not limited at all.
But the other side of this, we got Megan Fox, Brian Austin Green.
Yeah,
man, that's a versatile guy.
Oh, he's a winner. Yeah, he's a winner.
You know, I don't like either one of these guys, so I'm gonna go Megan Fox because she's got less tattoos.
I don't know. That's actually really close.
Angelina Jolie, she's all
tattooed. Really tattooed.
You need to research it again.
Is
they're pretty
really close.
But
Megan Fox is crazy. That's
why
I have
it. It's a little more hidden with her, it seems like.
Well, they cleaned her up in the Transformers
is that
movie,
what it
so
is?
That's what you're thinking
well,
of. They cleaned
I don't
her
know.
Up.
I didn't see that. Yeah. I've never seen that movie. Come on.
That's pretty interesting because both these ladies, I think of them as being kind of bad.
And I'm not voting for either one. I want either one of these to win.
Kind of dirty hot. Right. And I'm going to go with the one that's been around longer. I'm going to go with Angelina Jolie here.
Right. It's a toughie. I'm going to have to stick with Megan Fox here, though. And we're up against the break. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by Sports Oval Hotel. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with free picks. Joe loves Brad Pitt's work, so that's important. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire's surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Sick and tired of your dry, cracked feet? Tried everything you can find to heal them? Try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy with tea tree oil. It works. Tea tree oil has antiseptic, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory properties. It's powerful, and OmniBalm has 13%. That's more than twice as much as the other foot creams. OmniBalm's non-greasy and has effective moisturizers that really penetrate into rough, thick skin. Your feet will feel softer and more comfortable after using it for just a few days. OmniBalm's great for anyone who wants healthier feet, and it's especially helpful for diabetics who have to take extra care of their feet. Friends and family of the pharmacist who developed OmniBalm have been using it for almost 20 years, and now it's available to the rest of us. If nothing else has worked on your feet, try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. To order, call 888-99-OMNIBALM or visit OmniBalm.com. That's 888-99-OMNIBALM or OMNIBALM.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com. Now it's time for what you've been all been waiting for, free picks. The Florida Gators at the South Carolina Gamecocks. The Gamecocks are a 16-point home dog. Rick?
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and take Florida in this one. I mean, that's a ton of points to give up, but they're 11-1 against the spread in their last 12 road games, so I'm going to have to go Florida.
Yeah. I think South Carolina will be tough at home. They always seem to step up when they play Florida. So I'm going with South Carolina plus 16. I think so many points there.
Right. I think this one is really tough. Florida hasn't been putting it on people quite like they have been. But South Carolina has been playing really bad the last few weeks. So this one's, you know, right. I think it's right on the money. But I think South Carolina at home, a 16-point home dog. I think if there was a chance that South Carolina was going to have a good game, it would be this one against with Spurrier against Florida. So I'm going to take South Carolina plus 16. Stanford? Off a big win against Oregon at USC. USC's a 10.5-point favorite. Joe?
I was really impressed with Stanford last week just to see how they can run the ball, how effective they are. And USC's played some close games this year. So I'm going to take Stanford plus the 10.5.
You know, I really like Andrew Luck. I think he's a big-time quarterback, and he's emerging. People are starting to hear on him.
They've got Luck on their side.
Oh, they do, don't they? the other side of this, USC is 1-9 in their last 10 against the spread, in their last 10 conference games against the spread. You know, they haven't been getting it done. On the other side of that, Stanford, 8-3 in their last games against the spread. So I'm going to go Stanford to take the point.
Well, see, Stanford is a little bit one of those night-and-day teams. They're undefeated at home. They're only 1-3 on the road. I think USC at home is just – I think they've got an angry blowout in them. I can just feel it. They've been losing some games. I think they've got an angry blowout coming, and I think it's this week. USC minus 10.5. Iowa, after a disappointing loss to Northwestern, no Ricky Stanzi, at Ohio State, who whooped Penn State. The spread is 17. Joe?
Iowa has one of the top-ranked defenses in the Big Ten, but losing Ricky Stanzi makes a huge difference with them. And Ohio State is just pouring it on offensively lately. So I'm going to take Ohio State minus the 17.
Yeah, I'm the same boat there. Terrell Pryor actually is better than he gets credit for. I mean, I guess we were all expecting him to walk on water, and he hadn't quite done that. But he's not a bad player. He's a pretty good quarterback. You know? That's a bunch of points. Go ahead and lay him, though.
Yeah, I hate to do it. I was really looking forward to this game a couple weeks ago, but then Iowa, because they lost Stanzi and lost last week, and Ohio State looked so good, the spread is all the way up to 17. But I still have to take it. I love Ohio State to win big this week. I think the defense would completely shut down Iowa, and they win somewhere in the ballpark of 31-10, 31-13, something like that. I'm taking Ohio State minus 17. Now, Mountain West showdown, TCU's last opportunity to make a statement. Utah at TCU, TCU minus 19.5. Rick?
You know, I think I'm on board here with TCU, and I've made it clear I really like this team, but I don't like 19.5 points against a Utah team that's pretty good. You know, Utah's lost one game in 2 years, and they're going to get beat by 19.5. I'm going to have to take all of those points. And, you know, TCU wins, but they don't cover.
I'm going to have to agree there. I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take Utah. It seems like when these two teams get together, they always play a close game. I know it's at TCU, and they're playing at the top of their game right now, but I think Utah can stick within 19.5.
I know you guys both like Utah.
But what you got?
TCU rolls big time. They've been on a mission just destroying everyone in their path. And I think Utah is a little overrated. They looked good last week, but that's because they're playing New Mexico, who is just – they're barely a high school team right now. Their coach punches and chokes people, and they're not really with it right now. So I don't really count that as a real win. TCU, on the other hand, has been destroying everybody. Andy Dalton's the best quarterback no one talks about. TCU, minus 19.5. Moving on to the NFL, we've got a AFC North battle, the Bengals at the Steelers. The Steelers are a 7-point favorite. Let's start with you, Joe.
I'm going to have to go with the Steelers. I usually don't like them with so many points. Playing at home, I think Troy Polamalu makes a huge difference in that defense. They gave up some touchdowns at the end of the game when they played these two teams play the first time that they would not have given up with Troy Polamalu. Now that he's back in the mix, I say they win it by minus 7.
Okay, one thing that kind of stood out to me in looking at this game, the road team is 11-4-1 against the spread in this series. I mean, that kind of stood out. The home field has not been a huge factor in this particular series. I think the Steelers win. I don't think they cover. I think I'll take Bengals and 7 points.
I tend to like that. I think the Bengals will be able to hang tough. I think we're starting to realize that, hey, the Bengals really are – they really are a good team. It's taken us a little while to acknowledge it and just accept it because they're the Bengals. And also just the identity of the Bengals. You know, even if you do think they're okay, you think of them as a team that passes the ball, Carson Palmer, Chad Ochocinco. But they run the ball. Cedric Benson, they're pretty physical on both sides of the ball in the line of scrimmage. I think the Bengals hang tough here, but they lose probably by a field goal, maybe 21-17 or 20-17, somewhere in that ballpark, Bengals plus 7. Now the red-hot Dallas Cowboys at the very cold Green Bay Packers. Start with you, Joe.
I like the Packers here to bounce back. They haven't played well lately. Aaron Rodgers is still playing very good, and they're plus 3 at home. So they may not win this game straight up, but I think they keep it close, and I'll take the Packers plus 3.
I'm going to go ahead and officially get on the Cowboys bandwagon. I have been fighting this as hard as I could, but
you have.
Man, the defense particularly looked really, really solid to me against Philadelphia. I was really impressed with that. And I think the Packers are done. I think they're cooked. I think that Tampa Bay beating them like they did, particularly, you know, it wasn't even a close game. I'm gonna take the Cowboys.
Right. They lost, you know, they lost bad to the Vikings, and then you go lose at Tampa Bay. I think they're reeling right now, and it'll probably take them a week or two to recover. I would think it's a safe bet to take the Cowboys, even though every time they lure you in, get excited. Cowboys minus 3. Now, Eagles at the Chargers. Chargers are a 1-point home favorite. Rick?
I think this one's all about Brian Westbrook. If he plays, take the Eagles. If he doesn't play, you're going to go with the Chargers. You know, he's out with a concussion and perhaps an ankle problem as well. You know, I think it all hinges on him.
Probably the toughest game out there. These teams just seem so closely in the matchup itself. I tend to favor the home team here, so I'm going to go with the Chargers, minus 1 at home. San Diego's offense has been pretty explosive lately, so I'll go with the Chargers.
Right. I think the Eagles flying across the country, especially after a tough loss, I'm going to go with the Chargers at home here. I think they get it done. Now in the big one, the New England Patriots at the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are a 3-point home favorite. Rick?
You know, the number there seemed just right to me. That's where I would have said it, and that makes it even that much harder. You know, I guess I'm going to have to go with Belichick over a rookie head coach. And that seems like maybe enough of an edge to push it that way to me. And I'm going to go ahead and take the Patriots.
I think the Colts have played in some close games lately, but they're due to have a breakout game and with Peyton Manning under center. So I'm going to take the Colts minus the 3.
Right. I think the line at minus 3 was just a classic. We'll make the home team a 3-point favorite and see what happens. Yeah. That's a line that you can't really look at and – you know, figure out what you think from the game from the line. Sometimes you can kind of look at the line and it'll lead you one way or the other. I think this line is just, hey, we don't know what's going to happen. Set it at 3 and let them go. But I'm going to have to lean with the Patriots, like you said, a rookie head coach. And also I just think the Colts, they haven't played that well. They've just survived the last couple of weeks. So I think the Pats are playing better football right now. I think the experience and the Colts defense is so banged up. No Bob Sanders. They're losing 3 or 4 starters on defense right now. I think the Patriots are playing better football right now. Patriots plus 3 for me.
You know, one other thing that kind of jumps out at you, it seems like the Colts always get a little bit of a bump at home that they shouldn't get. They're 4-10 against the spread at home. I mean,
some handicappers call it the Colts tax.
Yeah.
There's always a little inflation in that line. But the Steelers get it too, because that line probably should be more closer to 4.5 for the Steelers instead of 7. But, you know, I'll take the extra couple points. Now, I'll have my lock of the week coming up here shortly. Ben, I got a great one for you. I was this close to making it my lock of the year, but I'm just going to make it my lock of the week. But I feel really good about it. So we'll have that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Don't go anywhere. My lock of the week is coming up next.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now, it's time for my lock of the week. It's a head-scratcher, but that's how I like them. We're going to have the Idaho Vandals plus 31 at Boise State. Idaho is 7-3, 4-2 in WAC play. They've been having a great year. In my opinion, head coach Rob Akey, it's my vote for coach of the year. He's done that great a job up at Idaho. This is a rivalry game, in-state rivalry game that they care a lot about. Vandals have a really good rushing attack. They have three running backs that are all very good. I think that keeps it close. I think this game goes well within, stays well within the 31 points, probably around more like the 17 mark. Idaho plus 31 would be my lock of the week, even though Boise State is traditionally really good at home. Now, Rick, got a lot of fantasy football stuff going on, so make sure you tell them about your sleeper of the week. Go to the website.
Yeah, hey, we can always got a good sleeper of the week on there. That's something I do a lot of research on and try to make it hit. And I've done real well this year, had a good run.
We've done good picking. You know, the pick in the line, telling you what you do for your fantasy team, and it's all free. I'll pick every top 25 game on the website, 14-8 against the spread last week. And I'll pick every NFL spread in total, 16-10 against the spread last week. So that's a lot of free picks, so you shouldn't miss out on those any longer. Now, special thanks to Coach Will Wade, assistant men's basketball coach at Virginia Commonwealth, for coming on the show. He's an up-and-coming basketball coach. Certainly want to hear that interview. If you missed it, go to sportsolo.com and check it out. Every show is archived on the website. Special thanks to our producer, James Ford. Make sure everything runs like it's supposed to. Don't forget it, sportsoverload.com picks everything free. Fantasy football picks everything. For Rick Atkinson and Joe Franklin, I'm Ron Jumper. Thanks for listening to the Power Hour. Tune in again next week to the Power Hour right here, sportsoverload.com, bringing intelligence to sports.